Chapter 5. Winning the Bet. Eliza persisted through her speech lessons and made great improvement in the few months since her first test at Mrs. Higgins. The lessons were tiring, but Freddie's letters added some joy to Eliza's days and took her mind off her next test, the all-important garden party. After months of hard work, the big day finally arrived. Mr. Higgins and Colonel Pickering, both nervous, wore their finest suits. Eliza looked lovely in a beautiful long white dress that reached to the floor. She turned heads as she walked into the ambassador's garden. After speaking briefly with Eliza, the ambassador's wife asked the colonel, "Who is that wonderful creature with Mr. Higgins?" Colonel Pickering replied proudly, "Miss Eliza Doolittle." It was midnight when Eliza, along with Colonel Pickering and Mr. Higgins, returned to Wimpole Street. Awfully tired, Eliza sat down in her uncomfortable evening dress and jewels. Colonel Pickering stretched and said, "Well, I feel a bit tired. It's been a long day. Rather too much of a good thing." "But you've won your bet, Higgins. You succeeded." Higgins replied, "Yes, but thank God it's over." "Were you nervous at the garden party?" "I was." "Eliza didn't seem a bit nervous," said Pickering. "I was," admitted Higgins. "It's all the hard work I've put into this experiment. It was interesting enough at first, while we were at the phonetics, but after that I got sick of it." The two men continued to speak about Eliza as if she weren't there. As she listened to their conversation, she became increasingly angry. "I tell you, Pickering, never again. No more artificial duchesses. If I hadn't challenged myself to do it, I should have quit 2 months ago. The whole thing has been silly and a bore," stated Higgins. "I thought it was a great success. I was quite frightened at times because Eliza was doing it so well. You see, lots of the real people can't do it at all. Those fools think that style comes by nature to people in their position, and so they never learn," said Colonel Pickering. The colonel then wished them a good night and headed to bed. Higgins followed soon after and told Eliza to switch the lights off. He didn't notice that she was shaking with anger. Eliza did as she was told, but was suddenly taken over by such a rage that she fell to the floor. Higgins returned a moment later to get his slippers and found Eliza lying there, crying loudly. When she looked up, she threw both his slippers at him, one after the other, with all of her force. Shocked, Higgins said, "What on earth? What's the matter? Get up!" He pulled Eliza up off the floor. She looked him in the eye as she caught her breath. "Nothing's wrong with you. I've won your bet for you, haven't I? That's enough for you. I don't matter, I suppose. Why didn't you leave me where you picked me out of, in the gutter? You thank God it's all over, and that now you can throw me back there again, do you?" Before he could answer, Eliza became hysterical and tried to hit him. Higgins grabbed her arms, shouting, "How dare you show your temper to me? Sit down and be quiet." Higgins tried to calm her down. He said she had nothing to worry about. She was only tired and nervous from the garden party. He told her she could even marry well, to which she replied, "I sold flowers. I didn't sell myself. Now that you've made a lady of me, I'm not fit to sell anything else. I wish you'd left me where you found me." "Stop it, Eliza. You could do lots of things. What about your dream of working in a flower shop? You'll be all right. I'm tired. I must clear off to bed." But Eliza was not finished with Higgins yet. She wanted him to realize what kind of position she was now in. This was not her house. She had no job or money to pay for things. She asked which of her new clothes she could keep. After all, she didn't want to be accused of stealing. Higgins was shocked. He told her that she could keep anything she wanted, except for the jewels, which were rented. He firmly wished her a good night. But by the way he slammed the door on his way out, Eliza knew that she had upset him, and she smiled to herself.